Chase Middleton, man. Welcome to the Everything Matters podcast, man. I appreciate you hopping on here and being my guest today. Excited to talk about some of the things you're doing, man. And in addition, most important, talking about what A Few Good Fellas is doing. You know, we're repping A Few Good Fellas over here.
Yes, sir,
you know what I'm saying? Doing some stuff in the community, trying to make a difference, right? So, man, I appreciate you for coming on, man, and talking to us about the 7-on-7 camp that A Few Good Fellas is sponsoring up in Gwinnett County. But first of all, I want to give the audience a chance to get to know who you are. You're one of the major sponsors, one of the major figures, you know, being in your football background, and you're helping us to host this event, man. So we appreciate you for doing that as well. But first of all, I want to give people a chance to know who you are, you know, how your football journey got started and when things went. So how things went for you and how you ended up, you know, where you became in your career. So, first of all, I know you're a native born Gwinnettian. So, you know, you coming home to support the, you know, your home, county, you know, your home city, even in Lawrenceville, for this camp. So, you know, I know you played high school at Brookwood. You end up going to Georgia State and then, ended up got a chance to play in NFL and Canadian for a little bit. Right. So I want to talk, you know, like as a youngster, you know, when did you first start to fall in love with the game of football? And when did you realize that you wanted to play like just beyond like, you know, little league football, beyond junior high school ball, and like going on to play high school and college and pro. Walk us through that whole journey for you, man.
Man, first of all, I want to start off to say appreciate you for having me, man. So it's been a long journey, man. So, you know, I started playing when I was about 6 years old. And like, I want to say about at the age of 13, 14, I made a decision to myself. I was going to do whatever it took to make it to the league, to the NFL. Just having that set in my mind. And just running with that, man, having the chance to start varsity my sophomore year, and that was kind of my first kind of exposure, just really falling in love with the game. And then ever since then, started getting scholarships, blessed with getting a 4-year one to Georgia State, and just having that transition for me, man, just learning a whole lot, just being able to adapt to a new environment, just coming from Gwinnett, just being downtown, just seeing you got big dogs coming from all different parts of the, America all coming together in one, you know what I'm saying? So it's really a lot of competition you start to learn. But through those years, man, just being able to learn about team camaraderie, just learning like a new level of the game, learn how to study, just taking it to a whole nother level taught me a lot.
Yeah.
So, fast forward a little bit, in 2019, I was able to get signed with the Houston Texans as an undrafted free agent. So came in and I learned real quick, like you got to have a real mental fortitude just being into that environment with the league. So about a couple of days into it, we have what's called rookie mini camp. So you have the rookies that come in and you have the guys from last year that come in. So, 2 days in, man, going through camp, I ended up getting cut. So like, just think about it, you playing against you, like 6 years old and then you on the stage, like you where you want to be at. And then 2 days later,
it's been dreaming about like that.
You know what I'm saying? So, just had to grind it out, figure things out, just going back to the lab. 2 months later, man, it's so crazy. I can remember like it was yesterday. My agent called me. I'm over here getting breakfast at Chick-fil-A. And he called me and said, hey, what you got going on, man? Oh, not much. Over here getting some breakfast. Way to pack your bag. Yeah. Atlanta wants you. So, right back to it. You know what I'm saying? So, came in, man. So, that whole environment, just seeing guys like Julio Jones. I'm watching these guys. I'm like 8th, 9th grade, and I'm in the same locker room.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, it was definitely a cool experience. So
that's dope.
I think our first game, we played against the Jets. So, mind you, I'm on the sideline for majority of the game. So, like, I'm just staying ready, just when my number get called. So, it's about three minutes left in the fourth quarter, and they call me out there, and I go out there. So, mind you, like, I'm just learning the plays. I'm just out, man, just go, whoever got the ball, just go get them. So,
go to the ball. Ball.
Right. So, first play out, man, they run like a little zone run. I tell you, that thing opened up like the Red Sea. I was like, just go attack it. Boom. All I hear is, ooh, the whole crowd going crazy. I'm like, my first play of the game, like, end up blowing somebody up. I'm like, man, you can't ask for nothing better. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I know,
man,
right?
Just having that experience just really taught me a lot. So, that's
awesome, man. That's awesome, bro. I appreciate you. I think, you know, a lot of kids, you know, I mean, 6 years old, that's pretty much where we're starting with these kids, right? 6 to 13 for this camp that we're doing here, the 7-on-7 that we're doing at Rock Springs Park in Lawrenceville.
Yeah.
You know, that's when a lot of dreams start to happen for young kids, man. So, you know, one thing you mentioned also was that teamwork and that camaraderie, right? And that mentality that you have to have.
Right.
And, you know, me being a former ball player, didn't get a chance to play professionally, but I played 4 years of college, you know, you're right. When you come in and you're playing with some of the best guys from all over the country that are coming in all together, there's a competitiveness that goes with that. And you have to have a certain mindset to be able to be in that environment and to live and thrive in that environment, right?
Absolutely.
So one of the things that I know that we've talked about as a few good fellas is, you know, not just teaching these kids the game of football, but also teaching them the game of life, man, because, you know, your mental fortitude, the thing that you're able to handle, the disappointments, like getting cut from the Texans, right? And then going to the Falcons and stepping up again and taking advantage of that opportunity, right? You could have just packed it up and said, hey, man, you know what? This ain't for me.
Yep.
But you was like, no, your agent called you. You hopped on the opportunity. You went at it again, right? So that takes a certain kind of mindset, man, and a commitment to your dream. So talk to us about, like, outside of the game of football, what are some of the things that these kids can expect to get coming out to this camp, man?
Absolutely, man. I definitely feel like that's a big part of what we're doing here with a few good fellas is really training really for the game of life. Because I know a lot of times guys, they have the mindset, I'm going to play football forever, but it's a short time span. You know what I'm saying? So, but life in itself, like, you got to be ready for it either way it comes. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like just having this opportunity to work with these kids to not only help them in their football endeavors, but really helping them for the game of life is going to be life changing for them. You know what I'm saying? So definitely excited to be able to just talk where I came from, just being in their shoes, as far as like all the other guys being in the same shoes as them. Give them that leg up, you know what I'm saying, to be in the right position starting out. So definitely excited for it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know some of the things for me, man, really great. And I love that you brought that up because, you know, you think about things like leadership, right? Think about, you know, them watching us be mentors may inspire them to also be mentors and go give back to their communities, you know, regardless of whether or not they make it to the NFL or not. We know a very small percent of the kids make it to that level, but that doesn't mean you can't go back to your community and give back. Like, you know, most of us didn't play in NFL, but that don't mean that we can't come back as a few good fellas and contribute to our community and make a difference in these kids' lives. So teamwork, right? The ability to work as a team and having a goal that you're working towards together and what it takes to bring a goal together as a group, absolutely, I think, and as an organization, I think are some of the key things for me that I'm hoping these kids get out of it, man. So last thing I want to ask you, man, as parents, right, if you talk to the parents for me for a second, you know, as parents out there, and you're about to be one soon, too.
Oh, yeah, man. June 30th, man. Yep. June 30th. Yes, sir. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Excited.
Hey, Jacoby going to be out there next year. It's going down. Hey,
You already know. You already got my little mascot, man. You're going to be out there. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So talk to the parents real quick, man, about like what they can expect, like bringing their – and this is for boys and girls, too, parents, by the way. Boys and girls, 6 to 13, ages 6 to 13 – what are some of the things that parents can expect that their kid's going to do? We talked about the mentorship and the mindset stuff and attitude and those kinds of things. But talk about some of the physical things that we're going to have the kids doing that's going to help them to develop their agility and skills and things like that in the game.
Man, no doubt. So really, man, we're really going to be working on a whole lot of different things as far as like agility, speed work, just really understanding the technique of different positions that kids play and just understanding that, especially being so young, being able to be so versatile in different positions is going to help them only that much better. Right. So just having them, giving them that opportunity to be able to work with different cultures from all backgrounds, different colleges and things like that. Also just being able to understand the game even more and really just understanding how to compete. Right. So, football is supposed to be fun, but as well, too, just understand having the mindset. If you're really trying to like reach your dreams, you got to have a mindset to push through even when you start getting tired and things like that. But just giving them that mental fortitude like we've been talking about. So. Definitely comes full circle, man. It's going to be a great environment, family friendly environment for everybody. I'm definitely looking forward to it. So, yes, sir.
Outstanding, man. Outstanding. Yeah. Hey, Chase Middleton, y'all, on the Everything Matters podcast, talking about the 7-on-7 football camp and tournament in Lawrenceville, Georgia. It's at Rock Spring Park in the football complex. I think it's 2950 Spriggs Road, right off Rock Spring Road. It's the second entrance right there. You can't miss it. The park right there, tennis courts. The next entrance there is where the football complex is. Please come out and join us this Saturday, April 20th, 2024. Chase will be there. He ain't going to have the Falcons or the Texans uniform on, but he's going to be there in raw form, rare form to get these kids ready. So, Chase, man, appreciate you for coming on the podcast, man. Look forward to hanging out with you on Saturday. I'm going to have a great time with the kids, man.
No doubt, man. Let's get it, man. Appreciate it.
Doris Brown's baby boy. We out.